lot of getting contacts to having the boxes painted Brandon Mills brown color as opposed to that horrible green. And is there anything the board can do with regards to lighting the very dark neighborhood?
the contact boxes brown. My suggestion is, if you have a suggestion, there are really two resources to bring your suggestion to. One would be to call BCA office, for instance, like the lighting. If you call and request that lighting in a certain neighborhood, I think our maintenance department would look at that and see if lighting was necessary or make recommendations. I know at one time there was an effort to change the acorn lighting that's out in the streets now and put in a different kind of light. And maintenance went, and this was maybe 2 years ago, they checked on the cost, and it seemed that the cost was overwhelming. And so the decision was made, we need to spend our money in some other areas rather than the light. However, if it is a concern of the community, it should be brought forward. And then when the board meets in its summer meeting at the strategic planning session, we bring out anything that has been suggested as needed to be done in the neighborhood, and it will be discussed. At that point, when we go out and find out approximately how much it costs, we take it to the finance committee and say, you know, set the priorities. So if that is of interest, you need to bring it forward. As far as paying the Comcast boxes, I'm not sure. Again, perhaps the office could check with Comcast to see if they would buy brown boxes instead of green. I really have no idea. How about you, Nick?
Well, I want to thank the person who asked that question. That's one of my great annoyances as I watch. And not only paint them, but fix them.
Yeah, right.
Half of them are leaning over. Trying to be funny, but I think it's a serious issue, and I think not only is it a mistake, it's going to be a safety issue. We have kids who play on the bike trails and around, and some of those have wires exposed. I've often thought that what we ought to do is when we have our annual meeting with the board of supervisors, we meet with, once a year we meet in session with the Art Warren and the county department heads and the county manager. We ought to request that the county ought to adopt an ordinance that requires both Comcast and Verizon, because those boxes, the boxes belong to both, repair those boxes, keep them in maintenance, and if they can't do it, we need to go to our senator and delegate and ask that a state legislation be passed. There's no excuse for them to be in such shoddy shape and perhaps be a risk to folks in the community. So you've heard my, that was one that really rubbed me. I'm really glad someone asked that question. In terms of the areas that may be dark, I think one of the things we can do is certainly identify them where they are and check to see perhaps if we brought back some of the, if we cut back some of the tree limbs adjacent, that might open up the space. As most of you know, we committed extra money this year to improve the level of trimming back the parkway and to let more light in, and I think we could certainly look in specific neighborhoods where trees have grown up around the neighborhood light posts and perhaps cut them back, which would improve the light fall.
I think it's a great question. Thank you. It's a great idea. Okay, painting it brown. In fact, it was funny because when they limbed up the parkway out here just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden they cut down those shrubs around those big electrical things, And I'm like, I called John Burner and I said, I don't know if y'all were supposed to cut down those bushes or not, but now there's those big electrical boxes just stand out, okay? Maybe we can paint those too, because I'd love to see those brown also, since the shrubs are not that great. But I think it's a great idea. I'm not sure what we can do about it, but I think it's a great idea. I have one of those little boxes out on my yard, and I know exactly what you're talking about. The thing just down near the street, so, you know, I don't know who gets it, whether that's the people that cut the grass down there or whatever, but they do. Concerning the lights in the neighborhood, I will tell you that that is in the master plan. It also happens to be, I think, a board directive, if I remember right when I reviewed that, as to, you know, taking a look and seeing what could be done about straightening out the posts and the lamps and the things like that. It probably is going to fall into community character because that is an aesthetic thing, and seeing that those things look good. And I certainly, if there are dark areas in our community, we need to light them up. Maybe it was okay several years ago. I don't know where the neighborhood is in particular that perhaps is not light enough, but we certainly want to make it as a not a safe place for anybody to get out and walk and to feel that they can go out to their car. I don't know where the place was that had the problem with the light, but I do know that it is in the master plan. It is supposed to be addressed, and so hopefully it will get addressed along with the other things that are there.
I don't have anything new to add. I'll spare you the freedom.
Wendy, I agree with Jason. I know my neighborhood, sometimes everybody turns the lights on and we're good, and then everybody turns the lights off at 10, and